Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking for, or going to speak to, from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is the editor-in-chief, and his name is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
I didn't enjoy one article today. Let's talk about that one so we can get the bad one out of the way. Apparently, where most of the first time Texas gun buyers are going to vote for Biden.
Yeah, you have to keep a few things in mind. First, that was a survey of about 1,100 people. However, the first timers in that group who bought a gun either within, I think it was 14 or to 90 days of the survey, was only 90 people. So it's a relatively small group. Second of all, in Texas, if you've never bought a gun before and now you're buying your first gun,
right,
you probably weren't on the right side of the political spectrum anyway.
You're probably a Biden voter anyway, right?
Yeah, I think they're probably mostly predisposed to be that way. You're either middle of the road or on the left anyway politically. So I wouldn't get too worked up over that.
No magical talisman becoming a gun owner, huh?
I'm just hopeful that some small percentage of the people who do buy them pay attention to the people who are looking to restrict their rights to either own it outright or what they can do with it once they do own it.
Well, I mean, let's think about this now. In Texas, buying a gun, say, compared to buying a gun, say, in California, are two different things. There's no demonstration, not nearly the same demonstration of gun control in the mechanism when you buy a gun in Texas versus buying a gun in California now, is there?
No. In California, you're going to wait 10 days to take your gun home, and you're going to have to undergo a background check, not only for your gun, but for your ammunition as well.
Right.
Assuming there's any in the store. Here in Texas, you can walk in and walk out within half an hour to an hour, depending on how busy the gun store is and what they happen to have in stock these days.
The other thing is that you can, in California, they have a list. There's a list of guns, and you have to be able to choose from that list. That's all that's available in California.
They do. They have an ever-dwindling approved firearm list. Because of their requirement that any new guns that are sold in the state have a micro-stamping capability, which
right,
doesn't exist.
When you say that, what are you saying when you say it doesn't exist? What are you telling me?
Well, it doesn't exist because no manufacturer offers it, and none is going to do it anytime soon for all kinds of reasons. Number one,
right,
it doesn't work. Number two, it's too easy to defeat. The way the California currently requires the micro stamping, it has to be on the firing pin, I believe, which is extremely easy to file down, and it's going to wear down over time anyway, depending on
right,
how often you shoot your gun. Plus, if you have any brains at all, and you want to confuse it, well, number one, you could use a revolver, which isn't going to drop any casings, shell casings at a crime scene. Or you could go to a range and pick up brass from the floor and spread that around so there's 15 different shell stamping, micro-stamping, at a crime scene, and the cops then have no idea what gun was used. There's just so many stupid, so many reasons why micro-stamping is ludicrous and will never be a viable option.
Right.
But, of course, that's pretty much the whole idea. California legislators are stupid, but they're not dumb. They knew this, and they knew that the requirement would either the manufacturers would comply with it and offer these things, in which case they could say they did something. It would probably also greatly increase the cost of guns, so making it harder for all kinds of people, mostly poor people, to own guns. They'd love that as well. Or if the manufacturers don't offer the guns, then you get what's happening now is over time, you have a limited list of firearms, and over time, as manufacturers drop guns on the list, stop producing those, no new guns are introduced because nobody's making micro-stamped guns, so there are fewer options for California gun buyers.
So I guess the point I'm trying to make is for somebody that lives in California where they're like, well, you know, I need a gun, but guns are so easy to buy, I should be able to go out there. It's easier to buy than an ear of corn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back with our home defense gun, honey. I'll be right back. And then they get there, and it's not as easy to buy as an ear of corn. And they got to wait 10 days, and then they got to wait. They got to have a background check for the ammo. Wouldn't they? If you pass the background check, and I don't know how this works. If you're in there and you're buying a gun, and you pass a background check in California, and the helpful counter guy goes, would you like some bullets for that, sir? And he goes, well, yeah, I sure would. Fill out this form. We got to do another background check for your bullets, even though you just passed one for this gun. Go ahead there, sir. Fill out that. Is that the way that works?
I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it is a separate check for the ammunition.
And can you pass one and fail the other?
Oh, I don't doubt it. California has already been sued for the number of false positive background checks or false denials
right.
They've issued well into the six figures. Hundreds of thousands of people have been denied the ability to buy ammunition due to false denials on their background checks.
You know, it's interesting that just like the much touted survey they took where there was actually 245 people, and they surveyed for 2 years where they didn't have background checks, and they said that 40 that was where the 40% of all guns sold didn't have background checks, and even the people that did the survey said that was way too small of a sample, and it's interesting that this other one that comes up with 90 also goes that way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They'll make up a number.
Sure.
It's just like half the ER admittances during the Super Bowl are all due to domestic violence. That was all a BS statistic. Was made up just to make news, and it stuck and will always stick, and so will 90%.
Well, was that to make bad light of the Super Bowl or of domestic violence?
Oh, they're trying to claim that football raised the violence level in toxically masculine football fans, and therefore they beat their wives during the Super Bowl, and that's why half the people who showed up at ERs during the Super Bowl were victims of domestic violence. It was all a lie, and it was exposed. But it doesn't matter. That statistic tends to stay out there and get recycled from time to time.
I wonder if Kamala Harris attributes that to Jacob Blake, because she told him the other day that she was proud of him. Coming up on the first break, Dan is the editor-in-chief of a website called TheTruthAboutGuns.com. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And there you will find more breaking news, more pertinent news, covering all kinds of things. I don't ever cover the gun reviews. I don't ever cover some of the other things, simply because politics is, very tasty. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, and one of your articles is sort of intriguing simply because they're already doing some extension out there and doing a whole bunch of math for a problem. They don't even know what the numbers are to go into it, because some of the gun grabbers are concerned about who might replace the NRA.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of these articles now, which I think have to file under the category, be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Because it's dawning on them that if, by some chance, Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, is successful in dissolving the NRA, the assets of the NRA will have to be, by law, have to be turned over to a like-minded operation. Alex Yablon, who was the writer that we quoted there, he was a former writer for Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun operation, The Trace, looked around and said, oh my gosh, that could end up being Gun Owners of America or some other, as they consider it, more fundamentalist or more stridently pro-Second Amendment organization than the NRA is or has been. And that's now worrying them.
Well, like when they're using Gun Owners of America, they talk about Larry Pratt, for example, in this, which
has been gone for years.
Yeah, he's not, you know, Eric runs it now.
Yeah.
But they're worried about what he used to do, which, one, he never... I mean, I know Larry. Larry used to say things sort of like Trump does, just for the sheer outrage that it would drive. Because he was looking, you know, they're not as big an organization as the NRA is. So he would drive everybody crazy, and that would, you know, that was worth how much money in free advertising?
I don't think the Gun Owners of America, as an example, operates that way so much anymore.
No.
Yes, they are smaller. Everybody's smaller than the NRA. The NRA is the biggest operation out there. What if that 5 million member list of members and their contact information and all that went to Gun Owners of America or somebody similarly situated? That
sure.
Could be pretty interesting.
They
get really big really fast. Another option, as Yablon points out in his article, is I just went blank. Chris Cox, former head of the NRA Iowa, who was run out on a rail by Wayne LaPierre, who accused him of plotting against him. He would be in a perfect position to start up a new operation, a new gun rights operation. He's already got all the expertise. He's got the contacts within government. He ran what was, by all accounts, a pretty clean operation in the ILA side. Again, that's the political action side of the NRA, not the Wayne LaPierre, Josh Powell side of things. And he would be in an excellent position if he got his hands on the NRA's membership rolls to spin up something else, and I don't know what they call it, and be pretty effective pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Now, again, keep in mind, as people have pointed out, even the ACLU has pointed out, the chances of James actually dissolving the NRA are pretty small.
Yeah, that's not actually going to happen.
No, it probably is not going to happen that way. Any operation that does as many things as the NRA does that have nothing at all to do with the alleged financial and other misdeeds that the four people who have been targeted are accused of and the board members have allowed to continue. Any operation that does all those things has lots of other viable reasons to exist and therefore is in all likelihood not going to be dissolved by any judge down the road.
Right. I'm just curious about this simply because, you know, the only time I ever hear the trace come up is when somebody on our side goes and looks at what the trace has to say.
Yeah, do they, we do.
Yeah, do they actually have any other traffic going to their website? Because they, you know, like this guy, Yablon, I've never heard of him.
Well, he's not with them anymore, but he contributed. He wrote this, I can't remember what opera, but who printed this.
Well, where did he go?
He's a producer in some video operation now somewhere else. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing, but he was there for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And, I guess he figured he took enough of Michael Bloomberg's money and now he's off doing something else.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of people at the Trace continuing to do what they do, and generate the
whatever
kind
that
of,
is.
agitprop that, Michael Bloomberg pays very well for.
It's really good to look at the way they think. Some of the stuff that they, because this is them basically getting out there saying, you know, if this happens, this would be bad if this happened because of that, wouldn't it, comrades? I always find that kind of stuff. I always find that kind of stuff quite interesting. But I'm sure there's plenty of organizations out there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Second Amendment Foundation to get bigger if that were to happen. But when Larry Pratt was an executive director of Gun Owners of America, he was a lifetime member of the NRA. So was everybody else in leadership at Gun Owners of America. That's something most people don't know. So
I'm sure he was, and it wouldn't surprise me if the leadership of the Second Amendment Foundation are as well.
They sometimes they do collaborate. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
Coming up on the next break, go find this article and others like it, you need to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. There, Dan and his course of merry men write many articles per day, at least 10, and that's when it's a slow day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We need it anymore. I put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here. Whatever it takes, we have to win.
President Trump saying he will add more money to the campaign if needed to help him win re-election. The president campaigning in Jupiter, Florida.
In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
Top police leaders in Rochester, New York, are retiring en masse amid criticism of the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude. The city's police chief retiring, saying the events over the past weeks are an attempt to destroy his character and integrity. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, Biden meeting with AFL-CIO leaders and taking part in a roundtable discussion as well with members on Facebook. Biden sitting down with WGAL's Barbara Starr for an interview, saying he condemns all violence.
I condemn it across the board. The president still hasn't condemned the far-right folks coming out and protesting and using violence.
Do you condemn Antifa?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Violence, no matter who it is.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced on Tuesday that 1,000 Georgians voted twice in the state's June 9th primary, a felony that he said will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Raffensperger also has a message for anyone else who's thinking about voting twice.
Let me be clear. It is a felony to double vote in Georgia, and we prosecute.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse unlawful possession charge. Now, the headline says, and your writer of this now, is he an attorney? He's a legal specialist, right?
He is a legal specialist. He's not an attorney, but he spends a lot of time analyzing the law and called the shade tree attorney, but he is not a lawyer.
I'm not the one to say that he has to be a lawyer to specialize in it. Tell me about this thing because I presume they've charged him with a whole bunch of things that, you know, are not going to stick anyway. Let's talk about the unlawful possession charge. What did you find out about this?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody has looked at the murder and attempted murder charges and all that, and those look crazy on their face. But a lot of people said is, look, he was 17, he was carrying a rifle, that's underage in Wisconsin, you know, he's gonna be guilty of that. Well, his attorney, John Pierce, who, by the way, is no longer his attorney, put out a statement that was very interesting in terms of laying out how he intends to defend Rittenhouse. And he fully intends to make the argument that Rittenhouse is not guilty of being underage and carrying a firearm because it's protected by the Second Amendment. Because he's going to argue that his client would be part of a well-regulated militia as described in the Second Amendment. And the under 10 U.S. Code Section 246, which defines a militia, if you read all that, the militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age and, except as provided in Section blah, 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 under 45 years of age. So, whoever ends up representing Mr. Rittenhouse in court has this roadmap laid out. Now, whether a judge allows that argument, we'll see. Whether the Kenosha DA looks at this and says, you know what, this is not a hill I want to die on. This is a relatively minor charge. It is a misdemeanor after all. And I'd rather fight out the murder or maybe downgrade the charges to manslaughter. Who knows what happens between now and whenever this is resolved. There's no way to know. But there seems to be at least a reasonable argument that Kyle Rittenhouse was acting as a member of a well-regulated militia, as described in the Second Amendment.
Isn't there some sort of provision for him to just be in possession of a weapon at the age of 17?
Well, yes. However, if you just go by that law, my understanding is under Wisconsin law, he could not legally open carry a firearm until he was 18. Now, if, again, he was operating under federal law, which supersedes state law, and if the court somehow rules that he was a member of a well-regulated militia as described in the Second Amendment, then he's technically legally carrying a firearm.
Well, but here's the thing about this, though. Okay, if you can legally possess a weapon, right? Legally possess it, have it in your hands. Okay, just have it in your actual possession.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it sort of follow that if the need arises, you can legally use it for self-defense?
You would think so.
Yeah.
He was, however, carrying the gun openly long before he was attacked. I'm sure the district attorney would make that argument that he was breaking law at that point, when he was just standing post in front of that business when he was interviewed, in an interview that a lot of people have seen when he's saying what he's doing there. You know, he was protecting that business and had a first aid kit in case anybody was injured, that type of thing. So technically, obviously, he hadn't been attacked at that point, and in a strict reading of the Wisconsin law, that was illegal.
Okay.
Okay. One more time, I'm not a lawyer either.
Right.
But obviously, his attorneys read through the Second Amendment and are formulating defenses against all the charges that have been filed, and that's the approach they're going to take. That, again, that under the Second Amendment, as a militia is defined, from 17 years of age to 45 years of age, he was part of a well-regulated militia. And the police certainly weren't protecting the city of Kenosha. He was helping to do that.
Right. Do we know what the mayor of Kenosha is like? Is he a kindred spirit to Ted Wheeler and out in Seattle? Is he?
I don't know if he considered anything that happened in Kenosha part of a summer of love or not. I believe he's a Democrat, but I don't know if he's nearly as far out there as Ted Wheeler or Mayor Jenny. I kind of doubt it, being a Midwestern mayor, but you never know. We shall see, though. I don't know what his record is, don't know what his stance was on any of that.
Right. When we come back, I'm gonna ask you some theoreticals, some hypotheticals again.
Deal.
I like to do that. Just based off of this one article, just simply because this whole idea that they charged him with murder without showing any, and they have not charged the guy that tried to shoot him that he shot. They haven't charged him. Now they can't charge the other two because he killed them. But the one that is still alive, they haven't charged him at all.
No, right? They have not.
Right? Have they arrested Jacob Blake yet?
Not that I'm aware of. He's, I assume, still in the hospital. I don't know where Kamala Harris visited him, but I assume he's still in the hospital since he's partially paralyzed.
Right.
Unless he's in a rehab facility, I don't know where he's located right now.
I just find it interesting now that the criminals are getting a pass and getting to sit around and everything's okay. But if somebody defends themselves against the criminal or doesn't let the criminal get the upper hand on them, then, of course, then they're damned by default. But that's all. That's all. I guess this is the new post-COVID world we live in. You can find Dan's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. When I say his work, everything you see passing through there, Dan has okayed. He is intensely working most of the time. If I call him with nothing important, well, I'll pay for that later. So, anyway, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, we've seen a few instances here recently, Dan, where there's starting to be a bit of a pushback against Antifa. But we really haven't seen anything concerted yet, have we? Everything's been really considering. Everything's been really very restrained, hasn't it?
No, and I think that's because they've mostly confined their most radical and violent activity to places that are quote-unquote used to it. Portland, Seattle, Manhattan, a few places, mostly in places like that. That doesn't mean that's the only places they've been, but other places where they demonstrate, they've mostly kept things legal. Not entirely, but mostly. To the extent that they spread out to other places or move from downtown Portland into the suburbs, from downtown Seattle into the suburbs, that would, I would think, provoke a more strenuous reaction from the locals.
Now, and here's the thing. I saw this the other day. I saw the NFAC, which I don't really even know where they fall down on this. I don't know if they're Antifa or if they're just a separate thing or a third-party player or what. But I saw them. I saw a video of them where the video said NFAC moves off in a patrol formation. And I watched them moving off. And I got to tell you, if I saw them coming that way, in that formation, after I picked myself up off the ground from all of the laughing, I would, you know, then I'm going to be teeing them up.
Yeah, they marched. That was that Saturday in Louisville, was it? There was a convergence of three or four groups, I think,
right.
They being one of them. And they were there. They were armed. They were peaceful. Thankfully, fortunately, this time they didn't suffer any negligent discharges. which is always a good thing. And they kept it peaceful. They marched. I didn't hear any reports of arrests, of any violence, of any standoffs with any other groups, because apparently there were two or three groups in Louisville, on Saturday. So, you know, as long as you can keep it peaceful, if you're carrying guns, fine. But you're right. I mean, they're obviously...
As a traditional definition
of well-regulated militia goes, they don't look terribly well-regulated.
No, they have no logistics. They're not thinking about that because they don't know.
Right.
Jam Master Jay, who I think is their leader, I've seen video of him where he says if you drop the weapon and the bolt goes forward on the AR, that means the gun fires. And, you know, to me, that sort of clears up a few things why the other day when they were in another locale, one of their members accidentally shot three of the other members.
Right. That was the negligent discharge. I was watching coverage online of the proceedings there in Louisville on Saturday because I wanted to see what was happening. And one reporter noted that as they started to move out, they announced to all their armed members to make sure that no one had a round in the chamber. They did not want to have another negligent discharge. So Israeli carry was the order of the day for them in Louisville on Saturday.
I guess what I'm saying is that if it turns into one of these things to where they're going into an area where like where I live, and I don't know if you've ever heard this or not. I've been told this by other people. This is not me saying this. Where I live, there's supposed to be a very high concentration of special operations veterans that have they've come here because they like the area and everything. It's close enough to, if they have to go to a military post, Jackson is just down the road. And that's just the special operations guys. That doesn't count the regular veterans who we've all taken the same basic infantry training. And, you know, I could probably put together a group of 15 guys and, you know, if we sort of ignore the fact that we would be the over-the-hill gang, we'd probably be as good as the Redskins were for that one season when the over-the-hill gang for the Reds, when George Allen brought the traded for everybody out there. So
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a degree of lethality. We still have a degree of know-how, and in some cases, know-how can overcome youth, especially when they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And if we get to that point to where they do start moving and we do decide, and I got to tell you, I've pulled down my plate carrier. I've made sure everything's in place. I've checked all the, you know, everything. I'll make sure to clean the Velcro off and everything and got mags in it and everything else. Made sure that my trauma kit in it is in date and ready to go. And, you know, if that does happen, I hope it doesn't happen. But, I mean, if it does, it's going to be a very one-sided thing.
Yeah, again, all these people, all these groups have mostly been, they've done nothing but march, and march generally peacefully. It seems mostly like LARPing. They try to look intimidating. You know, they all dress in black. You can't criticize them wearing masks anymore because, you know, we're all supposed to be doing that. They try to look intimidating, but all they really do is march. And if they're marching down the street, fine. Just as long as you pass by my house and you keep on going and stay off my property, I'll be very happy. You know, I'm not going to worry much about it. Not that I want to see a group like that marching through my neighborhood, but if they do it peacefully, fine.
Sure, sure. I got no problem with that. But the thing is that the other thing that nobody points out, one, they don't understand logistics. They take no logistics. So they'll be out of ammo quick. Two, they don't understand deceptive movement, stealth. I haven't seen them practice that. I'm sure they would show us if they were, because they show us everything else. So, I mean, it's going to be a very one-sided thing. I hope it doesn't go that way, but I have a sneaking suspicion that It doesn't matter what I want on this one. I really do. I'm very disappointed in the country that we've allowed ourselves to go this way. This is what happens, I guess, when a generation before us gets out there and ensures prosperity and relative peace, isn't it? When there's no hardship for everybody to sit back and say, this is why we need to be working this way.
A lot of people have argued exactly that.
Yeah.
But this is a natural outgrowth of decades of peace and prosperity.
Yep.
We can only stand so much of that before you end up.
It's like the Matrix. It's like they said in the Matrix, isn't it? It's like Agent Smith said in the Matrix. Our crude cortexes cannot wrap itself around the fact that we live in a great world. So we got to do something to throw a monkey wrench in the works.
Well, we do. We live in the most prosperous, successful society the world's ever known, and now we got to throw a monkey wrench into it.
Have you been training? Are you tactically run up? You ready to go? Yeah.
I have trained in the past, here and there. I've never served in the military, so I wouldn't pretend to be anywhere close to somebody who has.
That's all right. Every one of us that served in the military, when we came in, we had never served in the military either. We all start somewhere. If you got the gear, you're ready to go. True. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening, sir. The truth about guns.com. This is where he does his work. This is where you can find all the stuff we talked about tonight. I did go to the second page simply because some of the stuff on the second page was really tasty. And there's so much stuff that I don't cover simply because it'd be sort of hard to translate into radio. But thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.